We continue with Elikai Neshama Shinasat Elikai, my God, Neshama Shinasat Bitahiri. The Neshama that you placed within me, Tahiri, is pure. And Rayman Melo says, Haruchnius Vahaneshama Shal Adam Nikram B'Shem Shemois. The Ruchnius of a person and the Neshama of a person is called with his name. The Iker Hashem, the Iker of the name, Hanikral Adam, that person is called Kigoin Ruvain Oishimain. Zeh Hashem Hula Neshama. That's the name of his Neshama. V'loi Haguf. And after this, when he says, Reuven, come here please. You're not speaking to the guf, you're speaking to his neshama. His neshama's name is Reuven. V'achakira l'zois. And you can look into this. The chakira, who sh'anu rayim adam, shehu yashen. If you see a person who's yashen, he's sleeping. Yashen, he's sleeping. V'raitzim l'akitza mishinasa, and you want to wake him up from his sleep. In doichem es gufoi, if you push his guf, his body, levilti yikra oisei b'shmoi, and you, without calling his name, it's much harder to wake him up if you're pushing his body, but you don't say, wake up Reuven, you don't say his name, it's much harder to wake him up, because what are you waking up? You're waking up his neshama, not his guf. His guf is not alive. What's his alive? His ruchnius. His neshama is alive. When a person sleeps, his neshama goes up. And it leaves the guf. That's why he's pushing his guf, you're not doing anything. If you call out his name, you're connecting to the neshama, which is above, it comes back down. He says right there, I'm quoting different places in the Noyim Alimela. Chatzadik Nikir Shabbos. The tzaddik is called Shabbos because a tzaddik has a neshama the same as a non-tzaddik has during the week. On Shabbos, a tzaddik has during the week what an average person has on Shabbos, the neshama. What is the addition of Shabbos? On Shabbos, we know we get a neshama yisera. A lot of people say neshama yisera means another neshama, but someone explained that neshama yisera means more of a neshama, which means that we have more of a connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. A tzaddik, he's always connected. Shabbos, the average person gets a greater connection, but a tzaddik, who his whole week and his whole life, he's looking to connect himself to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he has that same neshama than the average person that on Shabbos he has during the week. This world has boundaries. Everything in this world has boundaries. But once you connect yourself to the world above, there's no boundaries. It's Adin Seif. That's what the Nekoyach of the Neshama is. He says that the Bria Sa'odam V'Nishmasai, the creation of man and Neshama, his Neshama, is Chatsuva, is carved out Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. And when Neshama comes from beneath the Kisei HaKavod, the Iker Dira, the living place of the Neshama, has to be the Olamos Elyonim. V'litin Hashpos Me'olam HaTachton Ad Ein Seif Baruch Hu. Because Sha'odim Oiver Averach Asher Shalom, a person Hashem does Naveru. Ozu Mafras Me'olamos Elyonim. He's disconnecting himself from the worlds above. The Einlam Bashaykh is Klal, and there's no connection between him and above. Nishar Gufoiv and Nishmasibar al-Mashafoz, and leaves his Guf and his Nishama in this world, Nishafal, in this inferior world. Hanashama Kaidim Mitsyasaladim Alich and Aisib Achol Elamis. Before Nishama comes down to this world, it's taken to all the worlds above. All. I don't know how many there are, he doesn't say. Umalamdin Aisib Kala Tayra. And he learns in the Nishama, learns the entire Tayra. Kala Tayra Kula. The Achaka Bamalach, the Sitra Apiv, Kadisib Gmar. And after that, the Malach, right before he comes out, hits him on the mouth, and he forgets his Gemara. What's the purpose of all this? Why do we have to have it? The neshama goes to all the olamos elyonim and then it's called Tarkula, and then bang, the malach comes and you forget everything. Well, so then why are we learning it for? What's the purpose? So a person should have some connection, some hasava. We don't really understand, but we should know that there is that connection. We should have hasava of what we're learning. But you're learning this Torah. You know what? You learned this already. You forgot it, but you learned Kol Torah Kula. Velula Zois. And if not for this, Shemarin loy canal, the hayyachal ahasik klal u klal, layatayvel elamis ayayim, we wouldn't be, I'll have no shaykh, we'd have absolutely no connection to the Tayyak Asia and to the elamis ayayim. Which is, what does it mean? What, we understand the elamis ayayim? The purpose, meaning is that we understand what our purpose is. Our purpose is to connect ourselves. How do we connect ourselves to the elamis ayayim? By learning Tayyah, by doing mitzvahs, our neshama. We have to remember where our neshama comes from, and we have to keep an elevated status. If we would forget nothing, and we'd know everything, we'd know the whole Torah Kula, then we wouldn't get schar for everything we're doing in this world. The point is that we come to this world, we need to have that connection. Why did we learn Torah? Because if we didn't ever learn Torah Kula, we wouldn't have our sug of what we're supposed to be doing. What's that? What's our purpose? What's our goal? Once we did it, we forgot it, but now we should know that we have a shaykhus to it. We have a shaykhus. We have to work on it and work on it to reconnect. Connect what we had. To learn the Torah again. To understand that the neshama comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, and we have to connect ourselves to there. Ksiv Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei. Posek says Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei. Pirush. Shenishmas Yisrael Chatzubas Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. It's carved out from under the Kisei HaKavod. Shilshalom Lamat L'Oretz Kechevel Hazeh Hanikshe B'Shrosher L'Mailo V'Tolei V'Holech Ad L'Mata. Picture a rope. Chevel. You have a rope that's all the way up in Shemayim and it's coming all the way down to this world. Kach in Nishmas Yisrael. This is the Neshama of Yisrael. V'Hem Tamei K'shur Ma'idei HaChevel. It's connected. We have a neshama in us, or right above us, and it's connected all the way above. There's a rope. But hey, tamik shu idei achevel who hey neshmas makadoshim. This is our neshama. Ach, kishe odem choite, when a person chas shalom does naveira, oz nifsak chevel hakadusha. This rope rips. This chevel hakadusha. This rope of kadusha rips. V'nisha odem who believes sheirish kadusha and leaves a person without a source, a the sheirish kadusha. The tzarech hatshuva le'asas yiskasha shuva chevel ahu v'yegiat kisei kavod. And it should allow a person to reconnect that chevel to connect to kadusha. First, the person has to learn Torah. He has to learn good. He has to try to follow Torah. He has to first do the basics, and slowly, slowly, he'll get a connection. Right, person going in stages. It's not going to happen overnight, but by stages, a person can continue to connect himself. He's connecting his neshama to above. The Gemara tells us that the whole Maisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and he wanted to get the Torah, and Malachim said, why are you giving it to him? He's Bas of Adam. Why are you giving it to him? You know, Shaykh is to it. We understand you saw it, he doesn't. So the Gemara says, Haksel Lahem Tshuva. The Rebbeinu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them and give them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu says that, you know, well, you can't be Mekayim, keep it of aim, and you can leave Mitzrayim, all the things. The Gemara gives a few examples, but it applies to Kol Tarkula. They can't be Mekayim. You need a Bas of Adam to Mekayim the Torah. But the Shlach HaKadosh says, Haksel Lahem, Kama, Tshuva. You want to know what you should answer the Malachim? Why you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael are going to get the Torah and not the Malachim? You want to know why? Tshuva! Because only Klal Yisrael are shayach to Tshuva. Malachim don't have a concept of Tshuva. They can't do a chetan, they can't go back. Once they do something, he brought down that Malachim, we know, they ate milk and meat together. Basa v'cholov, Avram Avinu fed them basa v'cholov. That's it! They messed up! Klal Yisrael, we do chatan, chas v'shalom, we can do tshuva. When we have tshuva, we can reconnect. We have this rope. The neshama is down here. The rope is connected all the way above. Tachas kisei hakavod. We did lahas alahem tshuva that what? Achoyz b'kisei kvodi. The Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe, hold on to my kisei hakavod. What does it mean, hold on to my kisei hakavod? That's the thing Mara said. The Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe, grab hold. He was scared of the malachim. And he says, hold on to my kisei hakavod. What does that mean? That means is, down the shamas. That's where our neshamas are. That's our connection. We have the rope. We have to realize that chas v'shalom, when we do a chet, we break that connection. We have to work on reconnecting it. It says about Sari Menu. It says in the base parrots. When it says, v'lif kaisa. Avram, he came, l'spoy l'sara v'lif kaisa. After Sarah, Vayiyu Chayyeh Sarah, we know Chayyeh that Sarah Menu died, and he came to Bibaycha, and there's a small chaf. Liv Kaisa has a small chaf. Zok the base parrots. Ki'ilu Kasev Vilibika. Why is there a small chaf? Because make believe like for that letter is not there. And without that letter, you have Ulibita. What does that mean? Hainu Shabaycha Al Shneim. It means that Avram Avinu cried Al Shneim on both of them. Al haguf, on the guf of Sari Menu, the Gashmi's part, va'al haneshama, and on the neshama of hers, shenikra bas. The neshama is called bas. K'may she'amar b'zoyar, like it says in the Zoyar, al pasik v'chiyim kar ish. It says, chiyim kar ish is b'itay, la'oma, la'seitze k'sei savatim. The Zoyar explains the pasik. V'chiyim kar ish. Who's ish? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es b'itay, his daughter, dahi nishmasa. That's the neshama. So if yimkar ish, if a derbainish shalalim will yimkar, he will sell kain as bitay neshama la'ama. What's la'ama? Le'ishtab de begufa. The Rebbeinu Shem takes the neshama, a holy Torah, we say kahayrihi, a holy holy thing, and he puts it in a guf. He makes it, he throws it up. You're locked up in a guf. Le'seitei k'tei savadim. Don't go out. Neshama, don't leave the guf. Ketzei savadim. What does that mean? Zok the base parrots. Mechusarin rashi evarim. V'shein v'ayin. How does an eved go free if he loses a limb? A shein, a tooth, or ayin, an eye. Haynu shi yishleima v'chol evarim. A person, the neshama has to keep everything that the guf should be b'shleima v'chol evarim. Shloiyya petzav v'chabur v'aydei chatom avarim. A person shouldn't do chatom. There was two parts. Sari Menu, the neshama, she connected the two. But Avraham Avinu cried over two things. He cried over her neshama and he cried over her guf. It says in the Medrash, Ba'al Yischa, Dover Achet, Savis B'nei Yisrael, Ba'akapara Pasach, Ki Ato Toye Nevi, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is according to Pasach in Tehillim, so Medrash expounds, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam, the Rebbeinu Shem, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells man, Ner Cha B'yadi, my lamp is in your hands, V'nei B'yadcha, and your lamp is in my hands. What does that mean? When it says Ner Hashem, we discuss is that the neshama is like a flame. I think more needed enough lamed says. And Neri biyadcha lahalos ner tamid. You have to light the ner tamid. So the Medrash tells us that the Rebbeinu Shem makes a deal with Klal Yisrael. I'm going to give you the opportunity. If you light the candle in the Beis Hamikdash, what does that represent? The old Mefarshim explained the lights, the candles represent the Torah HaKadosh, the menorah represents the Torah HaKadosh. If you keep my light up, I'll keep yours. What's yours? What the Rebbeinu Shalom has in his hand, our neshama. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us the opportunity that we can have his candle, that lamp, in our hands. We don't. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need us. It's a big Torah HaChesed the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing for us. It says over here in the Eshet HaNacholim, Ki ikar har hashefa v'asichu l'nefesh hi milmayla ha-mashpil l'nefesh l'mata. Anoichi masarti loch shethamol ba v'zeh neri biyotcha. My neri is in your hands that you have the opportunity to be mois and nefesh for learning, to work on it, to tamol, to be amola b'teru. V'dugma zeh hi neri ha-manoyu shebiyad ha-odom shedei zeh yor or hashefa milmayla. By doing that, we're illuminating above. V'zeh l'halas ner tamid. And he says, "Mishum pesa pasach ki atu Torah neri. Mishum demahachi yikshe My time in this Hamor Shaach Shahi Yori Neri Echi Rakish Maradam Shirafonov, Kadama El Shmais Rabba, and Mushai the Makadish Baruch Necha Biyadi Klamasha Kavanalis Husseinu Lachapa Nafre Seinu. Ibn Shalom doesn't need our light. What is Ibn Shalom asking for? It's a chus for us that we should have a kapara with the Nasalon of Mrs. Benair Dugmas and Nefesh. And the Ibn Shalom gave us a mitzvah of the Nair, which is Dugma, which is similar to our Neshama. Shakriya Ner Kadesha Ideze Niskila Hashem Lapshay Seinu Kiilu Ner Hashem Biudeinu. The Mashan gave us this mitzvah of lighting a candle. Lighting a candle again represents the Teirah Kadesha. As the Mashan, it's a dogma to our neshama, that our nefesh, our soul, our neshama, that we have an opportunity that we can rectify what we did wrong and how we can connect ourselves to the Mashan. Inyan Zeh Le'el Sham Gam Lekam Parshish Re'el the Hasan Kamar Shanei Hashem Shadeinu Teirah. Which we said is the Torah. V'hachol kama al mitzvah hamara. Okay, either he says the Torah or the mitzvah, but the same point of the Ibn Shalom giving us a tremendous force of this light. It says in the Chidah, and it says b'halu yischayas haneiros. He says which we'll be explaining. The efsher behaktim hashikosav harav yaris dvash chelik cheni. The shish haneiros amaneir yom esachach masletonis. There are seven candles, seven lamps, and then the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. The six of them, the six outer ones, were connected. The chachmas chitonis, the outside chachmas. V'ner ma'ravi yom teira. The middle one was connected to Teira Akadosha. V'ner ma'ravi tamin hayadeli. The ner ma'ravi is the only one that was always lit. The noisim b'shemi kemida chaveriseh v'delekas tamin. Ki yehiya ikir v'akol. Because the Teira is the ikir of all the chachmas of the world. V'chol ha'chachmas tzrichus lo. And all the other chachmas of the world need the Teira. V'boho yimas l'voyim v'sayim. That was the beginning and the end. Ki ha'teira yimakar ha'chachma. And he quotes from Ben Ephraim. That's, he quotes, B'medrash Tanchuma, Saimu ki loy lo oiru hu tzarech el lezak Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem tells Klal Yisrael, I don't need your light. It's if it's chus b'Klal Yisrael. He says, V'chein b'hal oischa, the word Bahaloischa is the gematria of Lizakois Kain, the Schus Kain, that we should have a Schus. Vuhugam Kain in Maoisi is gematria la Hatzadik Reutze. Vizero Shem Chavitz Man Sitkoi. The Baruch Shalom wants that it should be Tzadikim, that we should have a connection to the Torah. Now, Chidor, quoting a Shloah, so there's actually a Shloah, it says it, he said the Shloah says like this. Va'ata, Ef Shaloyma Derech Remez. It's possible to say it to Derech Remez. Mashikosav Agoyin Hachosid Harav Shnei Luchas Ibris is calling the Shlok Kodesh. Ki a menorah remez the guf of Adam. The menorah is a remez to the guf of a person. How so? Remez shetametiyah me'ira nishmasi b'teirah mitzvahs. A person, it has to have his neshama, has to always be illuminated, has to be lit up. Like the menorah, like the Ner Maravi, was always lit. Guf of Adam keturas ha-menorah. It's like the tzur, it's like the shape of the menorah. How so? How is the guf of Adam like the shape of a person? Keep in menorah how you shloisha blitish lakanim yotzim. The menorah was a stick in the middle, and it had three on each side. There were three kanim pointing out. Those were the six. Diagonal Rashi says, but whatever it is, that's how it do. So the three things sticking out on each side. He says the shloah kodesh v'gam v'adam. And so too by Adam. Shloisha blitos. There are three things that stick out. Reglayim, vaznayim, v'yadayim. Our feet, our ears, and our hands. So you state in the shloah. V'aguf sheboy ha'lev hu guf ha'meneira. And the guf, you want to know what's the ikir, the middle? The lev. V'goy v'ha'meneira yudchas tvachim. And the height of the meneira was 18 tvachim. He says it's 3 ounces. We know that the average kashir guf adam beinani is shalish amas. The average person is 3 amas, which is the same as the menorah. It said in the Chalkas Yeshua. Be'es like hay neshama. Be'es kumay be'breikir mimitase. When you get up in the morning from your bed, azu be'enai atzmai shafamoy. The person's very shuffle. I'm nothing. He wakes up. He slept. You know, sleeping seems like something that, you know, makes it, you're not a god. You're not so important. You need sleep. He shuffled. Machlis Yoshin Kol Laila. He slept the whole night. Like Avos Hashem, and you didn't serve Hashem. He says, "Al Kain Tikin Laila Be'Eis Kumay." When you wake up, we say, "Like Hai." Neshama Shenasad to be Tahirihi. V'Yischazik Esasman. You should strengthen yourself. Sheish by Neshama that you have a Neshama. Nitzah is Chelik Alekamimal. You have a connection to the Burnish Shalom above. V'Gam At V'At Mesham Merbekirbi V'Achzirli Tahiru. Al Kain Yismach Hazem Oy. You should be very happy and joyous. V'Yischazik Esasman Lavid Hashem Yisburach. He says, "V'Hu Achelik Alekamimal." The Neshama is Alekamimal. That what? Tamid Yichay L'Or L'Tzayin Yisburach. Hamachs and Neshamas of Gar Mason. What does that mean? Ki Adam Kaidim Atzfila Hukamai Pagar. A person before Tzfila, he's like a pagar, a carcass, nothing more. Shadai and Neshama Ba'apoi. The Einim Mishpashetis Begufei Atzfila. The Neshama doesn't go through the guf. It's not part of the guf. When a person davens, the neshama returns to the adam, and it goes becomes connected to the guf. A person has to daven with much kavanah. It says in the Baal Shem Tov, the pa'amim kishi ishi so bala kain that soys avi baruch shemay motza liba nochem b'shtaykikis hu ba'avos avi yirasez baruch shemay. At times a person, he comes to do avodas Hashem and he has tremendous ahava and tremendous yira and he has a desire, tremendous. Hu lo pa'amim chas v'shalom liba eni meklal. And at times that his heart is not with him at all. V'tzarech rak lahachriach atzmei l'kayin l'kapanim v'maisa. But a person, even if he has this feeling, he just doesn't have to feel the love. He doesn't, he's not yira. He still has to be mekayim it, b'mais he should still do it. V'acher Hashem Yisborach oizer loy, Hashem will help him. V'isa b'shem Baal Shem Tezal, d'zeh gadol oy yoyse, mash ishi shal machri chasne b'li yisar is klal. He says it's a tremendous level. A person shouldn't have some thing that he's just not up to right now. He doesn't have the feeling. He doesn't have the love. He doesn't have the year for the Baruch Shalom. He's lacking. He should work on the ma'isim. If he'll continue to do the ma'isim, the Baruch Shalom will help him to have it. V'zeh o'kavonis ha'medrish kan, z'eh shalom ha'kos v'Hashem chofetz l'man sitkoi, yagdol tari v'yagdol, d'gam sh'odim eni oyser rak ha'scholo. A person does only the beginning. He only starts. Hashem Yisborach magdol ha'tari. He's going to make it great. V'oyzeh lo, he's going to help him. Hashem ha'kov v'nashu ki losu me'atzmei. As if he did it himself. V'yazreinu Hashem Yisborach l'yishtoikik l'kiyim t'yosu v'tos Yisborach ba'avosei u'b'yosu b'emes. It's going to help a person that he's going to be able to connect himself and he's going to be able to have that connection. So the neshama we know comes from tachas kisei ha'kovet. We have to remember that there's this rope, the connecting, it's all the way up in Shemayim and all the way down here, that's where it is. We have to keep the connection. And Chasham, we do Chatom, we have to purify. And we say like, hi, and Neshama Shana Satabi Tahari, we have to realize, what is this Neshama? Where it comes from, where it sources, and how we can keep it pure, and try to make it more pure, and realize that we're mamash a shtick from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we have to, if we make the Haschala, we start the Rebbeinu Shalom will help us.